Titans football coverage continues on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNRadio.com. It's time for the game. The games are proudly underwritten by Shannon Funeral Service, Jacoby Sales Incorporated, Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, Zaxby's of Shelbyville, Hall Taylor Funeral Home, Shelbyville and Taylorsville, Harry's Auto Sales and Shelbyville Pharmacy. Now, let's go back to the field with Scott Korn and the voice of the Titans, Doug Hammond.
All right, Collins has, as we heard before we went to the last break, won the toss. And we'll defer. We were just talking off air. I think that's 3 weeks in a row Collins has won the toss and deferred. A little bit different than we've seen maybe out of years past where we've seen Coach Lucas want to get on the board early. Scott, used to be the MO. We get it, score, try to onside to get it back to get up a couple scores. But we'll put the defense on the field here first as Collins makes their way to the sideline.
You know, you see a lot of programs anymore, almost all the time in college, everybody tries to defer. I guess they like getting the ball, John, to start the second half.
Yeah, and, you know, to me, I don't think it matters one way or the other unless you got a real explosive offense and you know you can score. Just go ahead and put the pressure on them. And like you said, years past, I think he had the offense to do it. And you just dare him to score. Here you go again. So this year's a little different. We'll see what happens.
All right. Webb Bates out, placing the ball down at the 40-yard line. Set to kick this one away. Back deep for the Warriors is number 5, Benjamin Young. And on the other side, I can't make it. It's a 12 or a 15.
11?
Yeah, 12 and 15. Oh. And 5.
Jalen Shannon back deep. 11. Shannon and Young back deep. Bates will pooch this one right over the front line. Going to be taken by an up man and tackled by Zach Sucker at the 35-yard line.
You guy might want to try a fair catch it thing next time.
Tristan Swain, the up man, comes up and fields it and is hit immediately by Sucker. And
that must be
Western will start over. They'll be getting forward progress up at the 37. Now, your starters on the defensive line, it's going to be Hinkle and Kokenhauer at tackle. Kidwell and Darius Williams at end at linebacker. In the middle, Nick East and Zane Razor on the outside, Zach Stucker and Zach Smith at corners, Fitzgerald and Cam Harris, and back deep at safety, Jacob Phillips. Pearson under center, he's going to flip out to the left side. Good penetration by Kidwell. He
nice play.
Gets to the outside, but a nice play by Cam Harris on the outside to get him for about a 2-yard loss back to the 35-yard line.
Talked to Cam's dad today. He was excited and told him how good, you know, Cam played, especially only a sophomore. Got a big future ahead of him.
Cam comes in from the defensive back, about 44 tackles on the year, which you think maybe not a lot, almost 5 tackles a game, but also 3 picks. I think both corners have really picked up play as the season went on. Fitzgerald also on the other side with 3 picks on the season as well. Western back to the line of scrimmage. 2nd and 11, Pearson under center, eye formation. Takes a snap, will hand it, and not much there. Struggling close up to the 38, 39-yard line. Tackled by a host of Collins defenders on the bottom of the pile, none other than Nick E.
One thing I'm looking at Western's offensive line right now, except for one person, they're not very big. I mean, they're small stature. Looks like we can get penetration right here pretty easy with them.
Kenneth Thompson in the backfield here with Pearson as they go to the shotgun. Two receivers to the right, two to the left. Snap back to Pearson. Williams, he's going to get away from him and will have the first down as he spins forward past over midfield. Should have had him for about a 2-yard gain.
Got to make that tackle. He's clean.
It looks like Darius broke through containment and just stopped.
I think he came through her clean, just missed the tackle.
He missed it.
Pearson, a good individual play to get a first down to the 47-yard line of Collins.
Once he gets going, he's a good size. He's going to have, you know, he's
going to. And it just wasn't one tackle. It was like 3 tackles.
Oh, I know. He wasn't the only one to miss. That's right.
Well, Pearson will stay in the shotgun. 3 receivers split to the right this time, 1 to the left. Going to take a hand to Thompson. Thompson going to the left side, halt the backfield again. Kidwell and Zach Smith, and good play by Zach Smith to come up from his outside linebacker spot. He had a big game last week against Anderson County, I think 11 tackles. So another good start for Zach Smith. Another good play on first down to bring up 2nd and about 13 back at midfield.
The kid looked good throwing the ball in warm-ups. I'm waiting for him to pull it out here. A little play action.
So far, we've seen Collins' defensive line control things on the offensive side. 2nd and 13, ball in midfield. Pearson stays in the shotgun, dropping straight back. Pressure up the middle.
Oh.
hit by Williams as he throws it. He's got a man, but incomplete over the head down at the 30-yard line. Coverage on the play by Fitzgerald trying to hit Idell Green.
He was open.
He was open, just overthrew it.
Well, we missed another tackle, though. We had him in the backfield and just missed another tackle.
Yeah. I feel like I'm watching the Bengals try to tackle Roethlisberger.
So third and 13 back at midfield. Opening moments of the game. 9:45 to go in the first. Shotgun formation for Western.
Pearson takes the snap.
Green.
Middle of the field. Got a man open and complete. Down inside the 30 to the 28-yard line. Good throw and a good catch.
Kid, that was a good ball.
By Zaquan Black. They'll have it first and 10. Again, two big third down conversions as Collins finds the inability to get off the field on third down. Getting good pressure, just can't get him to the ground.
He's a good-sized kid, but man, you got to get him there.
Big play, D, big play. Four receiver set. Pearson stays in the backfield. Thompson to his left. He'll hand to Thompson right in the middle. He's hit immediately, dragging defenders forward down maybe to the 26.
Sorry,
tackled by Dustin Hinkle.
Like, see, Dustin Hinkle tried to strip that ball out. He, you know, the ball was kind of sticking out there in front of him.
So 2 yard gain there on first down, second and eight. First and second down has not been a problem for the Titans. It's been getting off the field on third down. Western will go back to the I formation. Hearn's going to hand it to Thompson. He's hit at the line of scrimmage, but spinning forward. About the 21. It's going to be a gain of about four.
I haven't seen Western play all year, but most times kicking games not their specialty, so more likely you're four down.
Four down, absolutely. So third and medium here. Third and five. Ball marked. Looks like at the 22-yard line.
And it might be good because there's nobody for kicking a ball. So that's
yeah.
He's either playing or.
So Pearson goes back to the shotgun. Black in the backfield. And we've got movement up front. What number was that, John?
63.
Yeah.
I thought their tackle on this side was leaning back earlier.
It was Tim Burns. That'll be a 5-yard penalty on the Warriors. We'll back them up. Make it close to this, like third and about nine. Ball now at the 27-yard line. If Collins can make a play here on third down, but as Scott mentioned, pretty sure this is four down territory here.
Yeah, watch that backside slant, Western side.
Pearson takes the snap, quick, looking to throw it quickly, nothing there. To be chased by Williams and gets it away, complete. Down inside the 20, down to the 15, another first down.
They had it where they wanted it, some third and long.
Right now, Pearson just making a lot of plays on his own. Hit Jalen Shannon on that play as they continue to march it straight down the field. First and 10 Warriors at the 14-yard line of Collins. 7.5 minutes to go, so they pretty much they have control the entire first quarter, nearly half of it. Pearson goes back to the shotgun. Thompson with it. Read option. Going to take it himself around the left end. Got a flag on the play, and they're getting for a short loss.
Either got a hold or a chop block.
Question here, John. You've lost one on the play. Do you take the penalty?
You take the penalty.
Push them back.
Yeah, you take the penalty.
Because, you know.
I mean, they've showed they can convert on third down, so you give them longer yards to get to the end zone.
Seems like to me, every time they try to run outside, they lose 2 or 3 yards.
Yeah.
I think. Wait, you know, they got some decent-looking receivers out there, too, the way the kid throws it. I mean.
So a 10-yard penalty will back the Warriors up to the 26-yard line. It'll be first and 20.
You know, one thing I would like to see Collins do probably on third down is go ahead and blitz it. Yeah. Just go ahead and put more pressure on him and see what happens. Let everybody play man up.
Pearson in a shotgun, dropping straight back. Being pressured here by Kidd. We're going to throw it deep down the left sideline, looking for the end zone, and knocked away at the last minute.
Nice throw.
By Cam Harris on the far sideline. But a nice throw.
Is that ball inbounds over there, John?
My fault.
It was a nice throw.
It just went through his hands.
Cam Harris had a little kind of, he was beat there early, it looked like.
Second and 20. First possession of the game here for the Warriors. 6:56 to go here in the first. They're facing second and 20. Pearson in the shotgun, two receivers each side. Pearson looking in the middle of the field, got a man open and just threw his hands wide open down at about the 10-yard line.
I was going to already say at 13, you should be able to play because anytime you wear pink shoes, you kind of stand out, you better be able to play.
Well, one thing that Collins has to do a better job of, middle linebacker, has to be able to drop deeper into space on the zone read. He went lateral right there from his linebacker position. They're going to drop back. You got to drop back 5, 6, 7 yards. If he's a little deeper, he picks that off.
Third and 22.
Third and 22.
Third down is where they made their bread here so far. They stacked some dough on third down.
Pearson in the shotgun. Thompson to his left. He'll drop straight back, being pressured by Kidwell again. He spins away from trouble, looking to throw. He's going to run with it. And he'll run out of bounds down at about the 25-yard line. He'll bring up fourth and long.
John sounds like me during a UK game. Don't touch him. Don't touch him. You get there at sideline. We don't know Jeff Snediger out there.
Little Marky Mount looks like it's a 23, and it's going to bring up fourth. 18, it looks like. So we've seen Western control the ball and nearly eat up half of the first quarter. But Collins able to keep them off the scoreboard thus far, and they're facing another big fourth down here. Fourth and 18 this time.
You bring some pressure here?
Yeah, I think so. I think you just go ahead and bring it.
Pearson dropping straight back. Being pressure throws in the middle of the field. Ball is up and complete. No, intercepted by Collins down inside the 5-yard line.
You got a hole back here.
He got a hole too.
No, yeah, he just tackled, I think that was Hinkle.
That was Cam Harris, his fourth interception of the season.
I thought the receiver, did it go through the receiver's hand?
Went through the, it's off the first receiver.
It tipped off the first receiver and then Harris grabbed it off the rebound.
I couldn't tell. Like Doug, I thought the receiver had it first.
So was a penalty on Western on the play. Collins,
yeah,
of course, will decline that. Collins will start their first possession of the night, first and 10, from what looks like about their own 5-yard line.
That's Stucker in the backfield, isn't it?
23.
Yep. Yeah, Stucker opening up.
Kobe Evans is in the slot.
In the backfield.
They are.
Looks to the sideline. Pistol formation. Turns. Gives to Stucker. Big hole off the left side. Bounces it to the outside. He's up to the 20, up to the 25, trying to get the corner. But he pushed out of bounds up at the 30-yard line. Big hole on the left side.
Huge hole.
What's that offensive line we talked about in pregame? We don't talk about those guys enough. That's Cameron Holman at center, Lopez and Wade at guard, and Staples and Jacobs at tackle. And that was Wade and Staples' side. It's just a big hole right off tackle. They'll go same formation. Stucker in the back of that pistol. Turns. He'll give to Stucker again. Big hole on the left side again. He's up at the 40 and up at the 45. Another first down for Zach Stucker.
I'll tell you what, Seth is caving in that side, his side of the line. He took that guy, just Stucker broke right off the, you know, off his hip, and I mean, Seth just destroyed this guy.
If you look at their offensive line and their defensive line, we should just, you know, just go ahead and just keep running the ball. Just run it right down their throat.
I think I just had deja vu.
First and 10, Titans from the 46-yard line. Same formation. Give it to Stucker again. Going left side again. This time he's caught at the line of scrimmage. He'll get forward progress up to maybe the 48-yard line, a gain of two. But he's, once again, a grab of a jersey away from another big game right there.
Hey, hold up, man. The linebacker did a good job of covering right there, but the hole worked. The initial hole was there.
So second and 8. Halfway through the first quarter here, we're scoreless. Western took the opening possession, held it for nearly 6 minutes, but couldn't convert on a fourth down deep in Collins territory.
Magger got single coverage over that time.
Lucas takes a snap, play action pass, looking deep in the middle of the field, looking for Magger down the seam, overthrew him.
Mm.
Down at about the 30-yard line or 20-yard line.
JR just threw that ball too far in the middle. He had him.
He waited for a split second too late as well.
Yeah.
So third and 8 here for the Titans.
Crazy as it is, I think Collins in four down territory right here too.
Could be right. Third and 8 for the Titans. Started this drive with their own 5. Big dose of Zach Stucker in the backfield. But this time they'll go a 4-receiver set. Jacoby Evans to the right of Lucas in the shotgun. JR takes a snap, rolls to his right looking to throw. Plenty of room. Plenty of room going to throw it. And over the head of Nick Eads down to 35-yard line. Wide open. Just overthrew him. We'll see if Collins elects to go or if they punt this one away. Webb Bates on the field. They'll punt it away. So a couple of opportunities in the passing game there. Unable to convert. Webb Bates will try to kick it away. Back deep.
13 and 2, I think.
Number 13, Zaquan Black. And number 2, Cornell Love. Back deep here for Western.
Cornell Love.
Snap back. Bates will get it away. Wobbly kick fair caught by Black back down at the 25-yard line.
They had too many men on the field, but I guess the guy, he's like on like 2 yards off. He's kind of getting worried.
So Western will start their first or their second possession, but the first thing we've seen, Scott, immediately is the difference in time of possession early. Western held the ball nearly 6 minutes. Collins, meanwhile, only about a minute and a half.
That's one thing Coach Lucas had talked about the last show I did with him, you know, time possession, you know, We're a big strike offense, yeah. And most of the time, you know, we're kind of vicious. Not usually our favorite.
Yeah. Especially tonight, playing a lot of guys both ways. We'll see how that goes. Pearson. Hands to Thompson. He's hitting the line of scrimmage, tackled on the play by Dustin Hinkle, and Dustin Hinkle continues to play good football.
One thing about that, you know, tonight it won't make much difference because, as John mentioned, I think there's 28 players on the sideline on the team for Western, so
yeah,
you wouldn't think that, you know, playing both ways really going to hurt you here tonight. Now, going in the future, if you win this game, that might be a big thing.
So no game there on first down, second and 10. Colin Stevens done a great job on first down. He's been containing Pearson in the passing game. He'll drop back looking to throw. Still looking plenty of time. Now he's going to get outside the pocket, roll it to his left, looking to throw. He's got a man close to the first down. He's going to be just a tad short up at the 29 or I think the 34-yard line.
Nice sure tackle there by Stucker. Looks like he's breaking containment over, John, getting outside. Is our defensive end just coming in? Or?
Well, I mean, yeah, no. I mean, they are coming in, but he's going up the pocket and then breaking it out.
Yeah.
There's where you got to have your outside linebacker with containment if the defensive end is going in.
So third and one.
That's where you're going to miss Jaden a little bit because he'll make a lot of those plays.
Western high formation. Turns. Gives it to the fullback, and he struggles. Has the first down. Tackled by Stucker and Kokenhauer. First down up to the 38-yard line. 3:34 to go here in the first. We're scoreless.
That's one thing about Western's running backs. They carry that ball awful loose.
Yeah, that's what I was saying earlier about Zach Smith. Maybe try to strip it. And I heard you say at that time, too.
Been watching too much NFL, stretching the ball out.
Yeah, that's Andy Dalton.
Western go back to the I formation. He'll hand in the backfield to Thompson. And nothing there. Hit in the back. Hit it right at the line of scrimmage. Then pushed back by
Zane Razor. Only coaching in baseball. You think I know.
Barking for a loss of one. It'll be second and 11 off the 37-yard line. Western comes back to the line of scrimmage. I formation, two receivers to the right side, which is the wide. He's looking left. Now he's rolling to his right, being chased by Kokenhauer, and throws it in the middle of the field.
Oh.
And incomplete, threw it behind his intended receiver up at the 45-yard line. Trying to hit Idale Green, but well behind him, probably closer to Stucker than anybody else.
I wonder if he's kin to Ivan.
Oh, yeah.
He was a good player.
Absolutely. Both at Mail and at U of L.
Yeah.
So another big third down. Collins really struggled on third down here tonight. Third and 11, and they really forced them into some third and longs. They'll say I formation this time. Stucker coming on a blitz. Pearson backing up and escapes him again. Kokenhauer finally gets his hands on him, and with the help of Kidwell, get him down about the line of scrimmage.
It was a good call. Good blitz call right there.
Tucker forced him up inside the pocket, and the defensive line kind of did the rest.
Real close to face mask. I was hoping Hinkle wouldn't grab the face mask when he spun. Good job of keeping it off the face mask.
So Dalton Maggard will come out.
Darius Weaver's getting a lot of pressure in there, but just haven't been able to get him on the ground yet, but I think that will come.
Number 18, Trayshawn Davis, the punter for Western.
This is where I think you might see Colin. There's nobody on the guide here, though. There's nobody on the outside guide.
Now, Sucker tells Fitzgerald, but he's
still not going out here. I guess he knows.
I guess he's not.
Maggard back deep. Snap back, kick away. Pretty good punt.
Oh, let it go.
And Maggard will catch it on a run at the 40. Up at midfield and will be tackled down at about the 41-yard line.
You know, what's a good time for the center snap to get back to the punter? What do you think? What's a good snap time, John?
Probably, I'd say 1.5, 2 seconds.
I think that was 6 seconds.
Punter fair caught it.
The snap is almost as high as the punt. But there was nobody on this outside guy.
No, I saw that.
Yeah.
Reminded me of the Vanderbilt game, UK Vanderbilt game last year. You remember the guy that went to the sideline with the trick play?
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Pistol formation again. This time, Jacoby Evans. It's going to be a read option. JR going to run it himself. And he's through the right side down the sideline. He may go. One man to beat. Touchdown, Pike. Got through the initial surge and made a good move to the outside and just outran the rest of the guys down the sideline. And Collins on the board here first.
JR showed a lot of speed once he hit that outside.
42-yard touchdown run from Lucas. Ed Bates on the field for the extra point attempt.
One interesting tidbit, I was talking to the referee before the game. The goalpost has to be a minimum of 10 feet long. I said, well, we're in trouble tonight. He said, well, just for tonight, they're 10 feet.
I said, there's no more than six.
No,
he said, tonight they're at 10. Okay.
Doug mentioned that earlier.
Now back kick up, and kick is good. 1:14 to go in the first. Collins scores first. They lead it here 7-0. You're listening to Titan football here on Power 93.3 WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.
Power 93.3 WXLN and WXLNRadio.com thanks Perry's Auto Sales for their support. Perry's Auto Sales in Shelbyville has been in business over 20 years and is a quality used car lot specializing in used vehicles with on-the-lot financing available. Perry's Auto Sales is located at 219 Main Street in Shelbyville. Their phone number is 633-0028. Perry's Auto Sales in Shelbyville supports Rockets and Titan Sports. Need a quality used car at a price you can afford? Then stop in at Perry's Auto Sales and have a look around.
Paul Taylor Funeral Home, Shelbyville and Taylorsville is proud to support Rockets and Titan Sports. Steve Collins and his staff know that our children are our future and believe in our local sports programs and supporting our local community. It's important for all of us to take pride in our school system and support our students in any way we can. Good luck to all of our sports programs this year. Paul Taylor Funeral Home underwrites WXLN programming.
The Aces will kick it off again. Another one kicked up to the up man at the 25-yard line. Get to the middle of the field is Zaquan Black, and he's still on his feet. Finally wrestled down at the 39-yard line.
I've never seen nobody catch a football the way that guy catches it. He catches it like you're catching a chest pad.
Yeah. So Collins on the board first. 42-yard touchdown run by J.R. Lucas. Western will take over. First and 10 from their own 40-yard line. Pearson, the quarterback, looking to the sideline. I don't know, for a man short.
There are. It's a timeout.
And now Western's going to be forced to call a timeout. And we'll take a quick break as well. 1:05 to go here in the first. Collins leads it 7-0. You're listening to Titan football here on Power 93.3 WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.
Hi, this is pharmacist Jason Underwood from Shelbyville Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart. It's nice to know that there are people who care more than you expect them to. At Shelbyville Pharmacy, our mission is to provide the highest quality care to you, our neighbors and friends. We offer an array of services for the entire family, from medication flavoring for children to easy-to-remember medication packs for seniors. And we will show you that we value your time by filling your prescriptions in minutes, not hours. At Shelbyville Pharmacy, you will receive the personal attention that you deserve from a pharmacist who knows you and your medications. Shelbyville Pharmacy and Health Mart, caring for you and about you. Located in Governor Square.
Shelbyville Pharmacy underwrites WXLN.
Football is on the radio. The leaves are falling, and we're proud to be your hometown radio station. Power 93.3 WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.
Pearson with a pass complete. Down past midfield, down to the 47-yard line. Western in Collins territory again here, first and 10.
I don't know if we're scared to play up on them because, I mean, we're giving them 15-yard pitches.
Pearson looking, flinging out of the backfield, gets it to Thompson. Good pursuit
nice
by
tackle.
Zach Stucker. Gets him in the backfield, back in the 48-yard line. Nice open field tackle by Stucker. Collins continues to win first down. But the bad thing is they continue to lose third down in a bad way. The loss on the play, a four back to the 49-yard line, second and 14. Pearson looking to throw, throwing on the outside, and had two receivers. Not sure who he's trying to hit, but hit number 18. Trayshawn Davis practically in the chest.
I think 18th or 11th was going to catch it, and when it went through his hands.
I'll tell you one thing, for sure Pearson can throw the football.
He can throw the football, yeah.
18 seconds to go here in the quarter.
I think I'd dial up on the list right here.
Third and 14. We'll see if they bring pressure. Trying to get off the field here. Get on third.
Stucker.
Here comes Stucker on the blitz.
Yep.
Here he comes on the outside. Chasing Pearson. Can't get him. Still on the move. And Pearson is going to, gets away from another sack. He's back up to the 40. Throw, lobs it down the field. Up for grabs. And nearly intercepted. But Collins just unable to get Pearson to the ground. Had him back at about the 30-yard line. Both Stucker and Kidwell. He spun out of that and then kind of just threw a jump ball that was nearly intercepted.
Kind of like a Jerry Lorenzen play, and he threw it down to Derek Smith.
Yep.
All right. John Kerr, I want you to time that snap, all right?
Hey, one thing I thought Stucker did wrong right there, I mean, and I'm trying to teach the young kids to do this, is to attack the outside shoulder. He went straight for the inside, and that's why he was able to get to the outside. So, I mean, Brandon, we put pressure on him. We brought the blitz. We held him. Let's get the ball back. Go score again.
Baggard standing back at his own 20-yard line.
Trying to sneak his guy on again.
Trayshawn Davis out.
We're out on the
away.
Time.
Snap back.
Better
gets it away. Oh. Not a very good kick. Shanked off to the left side, out of bounds.
Didn't he make it to the first down?
He will be out of bounds at the 30.
Looked like Corn's driver, didn't it?
Looked like his what?
His driver on the golf course.
That's way too long for Corn's driver.
Oh. Hey, I'm just glad you're not my driver.
All right. We'll take a break. That's the end of the first quarter. Kylan's leads it here 7-0. You're listening to Titan Football here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.